This was a cool idea. Remember, he had Mike Duran and his wife Gigi in the vocal booth, and we were in the control room trying to sort of get her to go through different takes of this, and kept in there for quite a while, but we eventually got it.
Oh, yes.
It's like once you knew you had it, like, that's the one.
Well, that's a classic because I'm like the king of the Scion's archives. I got like 700,000 CDs of Scion stuff, and I do have those outtakes, and it's just so funny because it's like you can just tell it's like she did one take, and then it was a brand new system that Mike had, and for some reason it didn't record this and didn't record that, and it's like I think Mike is quoted as saying, you know, if anyone else wants to smash this machine, you know, please feel free or something like that. So
we had Marley Harvey do it as well, and I think we're going to probably tuck that in somewhere on this set just so you can hear it. She sort of threw that in with all the vocal takes that she did for Goodbye, which we'll talk about a little later on.
What a dream that is, huh?
Oh, I know.
That's some cool stuff. But anyway, yeah, back to this song, though. I remember when Mike put up his, he had this, I think it was just called, like, Mike Franklin 93 demo or whatever, and it's, you know, about 10 songs-ish.
Yeah, I don't even know if it was that many.
Really?
But yeah.
So, like, whatever. But yeah. This is the one that really stuck out, though. I just thought the arrangement and everything was really, like, modern in a pseudo-60s way. I just thought that it was something cooler than we've ever done up to that point, and actually anything that Mike's ever done. So I really wanted to include it on this record. And I think that the original production was kind of sparse, sounded great. Something like the drums are like panned all the way to the right hand side, like a la 60s style, like any of the early like Beatles stuff or the Who or whatever. But I think that when we actually imported the tracks and everything, we really put the Scion stamp on it and made it our own track.
Yeah, this came from my old Tascam 688 8-track cassette. And, you know, I had sort of maxed it out back then, and it was before the days of plugins and what have you. So a lot of it still survives on this track. I don't think we actually erased anything. We replaced my guitar solo with yours, but most of it's still there. You could still hear those Emu strings, which were kind of cutting edge at the time, but maybe sound a little dated now, but I thought the arrangement kind of worked, and there's really no sense of going back and fixing it. It was just kind of, it fit and it worked for what it was. But yeah, we did flesh it out quite a bit, and I think it's got a lot more interest now, a bigger build. It's more dramatic, it's powerful by the time you get to the end. So I think it turned out well.
Well, let's see now. We played with Public Enemy in 2002, and we actually chose this song to be on our set. And I remember when we actually played it as a band, which was a first for us at that point, because we were, you know, strictly studio stuff, whatever. And it was just so much fun to play guitar on this and, like, write a few new lines and everything. And those did get incorporated into the version you're hearing now, you know, on this Agony Through Ceremony CD. but I would say that, as far as this track goes, this is to me, this is one of the more interesting ones as far as when we started recording stuff for this album, because, you know, I've heard this song so many times from Mike's demo and everything, and like right now there's a part of like a blast of like distortion from guitar and everything. I remember recording that. It's just like, you know, it's almost like if someone covers a song, you put your own stamp on it. It's like, yeah, the original's still there, but we have a whole bunch of new elements that I think added to the song.
And it's, you know, funny you mention that, and there are other parts on this record that I can still remember recording because they stand out just because I felt, and we felt, we were really onto something and kind of excited about it. Like, I remember doing that guitar thing and just having it build up to the point where it was almost overtaking the track. And there was some stuff that we did in silence. We always talk about, remember, and, you know, recording the drums.
Oh,
and
yeah,
things like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, that's so, a classic.
But we'll talk about that later.